Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Up, bump in the night, your heart fills with dread, probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Who?
You're about to hear our conversation with Mike, Alex, and Jesse, hosts of Chilluminati, a weekly paranormal, true crime, and weird history comedy podcast that launched in February 2018, now over 470 episodes in. All three hosts are familiar faces to the YouTube gaming world, and two of them are familiar to the Sinisterhood world.
Yeah, we previously talked with them in 2023 on a Freaky Friday guest spot. Alex told one of the most bizarre stories that I still think about happening at a weird incident at a college party, and weird is putting it mildly. And Mike got a cursed eBay object as a gift from his lovely co-host. Jesse couldn't make it for that interview, but he is on this one, and we're so excited for all of you to join us as we discuss disclosure, UAPs, consciousness, existence, ontological shock, and buttholes.
You know we had to. Enjoy.
My apologies. I was trying to find, you mentioned saying someone's name that isn't their name, and that doesn't exist. And so for some reason I'm reminded of the Nick Cage movie Mom and Dad, in which there's a scene where Nick Cage is explaining to his son before he tries to kill him that kids, the whole point of Mom and Dad is there's a virus
great
where
movie.
Parents are trying to
great
kill
movie.
Their children. That's the premise of the movie.
Okay.
And so there's one scene where Nick Cage, and he's drinking a beer and he's telling his son, he's like, kids these days, they do all sorts of things before they're old enough to even think. And he starts listing off. He's like, they're doing ass to mouth, mouth, he's like going crazy. But then the last thing he says is he goes like, right, Mark? And there's not a person named Mark in that scene. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
There's some producer, some associate producer.
I
like
genuinely think he looked off screen and was like, right to the director. Because I don't know what is going on in that scene. And he just says a name. And I'm like, that is not his son's name. I don't know who he's talking to.
And Nicolas Cage.
I recorded that clip on my phone and like put it online. I was trying to find it just so I could show you rather than try to explain how insane it was. But
I haven't even heard of that movie.
It's genuinely very entertaining.
It got overshadowed by Mandy, but it was good.
Yes. It came out roughly the same time as Mandy. It's him and oh my God, what is her name?
Isn't it like Selma Blair or somebody
like
that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They play the parents,
legit.
And the whole movie is like, of all
they're
parents
nice and then they're
all
evil.
Over the world want to kill their kids. That's the premise.
Damn, dude.
That's a crazy.
And so all the kids are trying to survive, and all the parents are crazy, like insane people.
It's just Nick Cage, like.
Yeah, it has scenes
going.
Where it's like,
out.
Going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, oh my God.
They told him, like, your job, the whole role is just you trying to kill children. He was like, done. All right, get paid
do
for
this.
It.
Okay,
there awesome. Is one scene where he bangs on a door. And the way he says, open this door right now, motherfucker. But the way he says it is, open this door right now, motherfucker.
I'm going to watch this.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this later.
So good.
Because also the premise, you would go extinct. If all the kids are dead and you can't have more kids, then aren't you killing human civilization?
It might not be a
It's like a fairy tale.
It's like
tale.
Fairy tale vibes.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like
okay. It's okay. A fairy tale. There's also
it's like kids weapons. Yeah.
Like the way they. Energy. There's also some like really great things where you like. They play with. Like, there's one shot of all the kids in school and all the parents outside, like looking the windows, like ready to kill their kids when they get out.
Not traumatizing at all. That's great.
Crazy. I love this movie.
Don't watch it with your kids.
No, I wasn't going to. Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah. No, things go awry. Kids get upset by things you don't expect them to.
We tried to watch Anaconda the other night, and my 8-year-old daughter lost her shit when that Harriet. Even today, she was like, "I really liked Harriet. I think that's the snake's name in the movie." And she's like, "I just feel really bad when Paul Rudd smacked him into the Amazon and just snake guts everywhere." She was.
I thought you were talking about the original.
Oh, no. The Paul Rudd one.
I forgot there was another one, and I was like, "You watched?"
Yeah, we went hard. We were like, "This is J Lo. This is Ice Cube.
His name is John. This is John Boyce. He's the evil stepfather of Angelina Jolie."
If she couldn't handle the Paul Rudd Jack Black one, I don't think she's ready for the J Lo one.
No.
That's what I say about all my interests.
If you can't handle me at my Paul Rudd, you don't deserve me. my J-Lo. Oh, man. Well, we were going to go see a movie tonight that came out today, June 12th, as we record this, Spielberg's Disclosure Day.
Yes.
I'm excited. Haven't
seen it yet. Haven't seen it. Very excited.
I haven't seen it yet either.
I've avoided all trailers and spoilers, so we'll see. And we also stood in my backyard last night and looked up at the skies and just said, "We know you're there,
Steven. If you're out there,
to see
give
you.
Us a sign."
He comes over in his helicopter.
Once you start looking in the sky,
it's real, all of it, and then flies away.
Yeah, and I'd be like, "I believe you."
What does he know?
I've seen something.
Wait, is this a drone show? Wait,
believe you since ET.
See, I thought that was going to be my question. Like beforehand, we were talking a little bit about the disclosures on the government website, and there was this weird eyeball that Alex said sort of looks like an eyeball that's been used for Disclosure Day. Do we think all of this government disclosure is just soft marketing for Steven Spielberg? Is he that powerful?
I would prefer that's over the government trying to like whatever
like
the
Lord
hell they're
of the
doing.
Rings level like doom. Like you were like, "We lost Steven! They took him."
Oh man. That would hurt. That'd be one that really took me a while to get over.
Yeah. I think between E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and even, hear me out, Indiana Jones with the Nazis hunting like occult objects from antiquity, I feel like he's been trying to, not that he has like necessarily an agenda, but I think he's at dinner parties with people and he hears stuff and is like, "I'm going to put that in my movie."
He makes documentaries. He made the show the 4400. Mm-hmm. Did you say War of the Worlds also?
No, that one too.
Yeah. Like there's a million. He's got his little alien fingers everywhere.
He also produced or directed Taken, the miniseries.
Oh,
Which is about alien abductions.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? He has a huge fascination
with
alien abductions.
I think it's kind of like Tom Hanks in World War II. It's just something he's into. You know what I mean?
He's really into it.
He really likes aliens.
Like
James
me from
Cameron
like 8th to 11th grade.
Yeah.
I literally was going to say the Titanic. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a rich man's obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he got taken when he was a kid. And this is in his life. They were like, "You got to make a bunch of movies to
there's like when he's a kid. There's like kid, like interviews with him as a kid and he's like, or interviews with him as he's young. And he said, "When I was a kid, I would stargaze with my parents a lot and I would look up at the stars," but he does not go far enough to say, "And I saw something," but he just talks about staring at the stars a lot and being looking up at the stars in the sky. I'm like, "You fucking saw something. You're not telling
me." I don't know that he needed to see something to embrace the vastness of the universe by looking up at the stars and thinking like, "What else is out there?" I mean, for a creative mind, I imagine that's something you would just do. And you would be like, "I wonder if there's a story to tell." And then
we're always like, Reese's is this pieces. Disclosure? Like people always talk about on the show, like, is this movie literally like some sort of step in the actual process of disclosure? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Spielberg's always like, "No, we're not doing anything. It's just stuff that I know, like what I've seen over the years." And then we're like, "What does he know?"
Yeah.
Where has Steven been? Like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jacques Vallée is like in the movie.
So is Hynek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Hynek's in the movie. And that was like 45 years ago, 50 years ago. So that whole time, if he's been, and we just listed off like 30 years of credits of Alien stuff, you know he's like the real Tom DeLonge. You know he's like the real.
But
like
he's been Tom on the down low about it. Like,
That's how rich people, you know, like when you're really rich, you don't act rich. That's like the.
That's why I act poor because I'm super rich.
If someone wants to send me money, I would take
it.
If you look up how much we're worth on YouTube, that's true.
Those numbers are crazy.
But to Alex, to your point, that makes total sense. They said the screenwriter for Disclosure Day said with Close Encounters, we were asking the question, which was, you know, it was reasonable to ask at the time, is the government lying to us about this? And he said with Vietnam and with Watergate, we figured they're probably lying. He's like, now it's without a doubt they're lying to us.
Yeah.
Like we know.
Oh my God.
And that's the difference. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got to get a bunch of big piano keys to make contact or whatever little tones music. They
like
use.
Like in Big. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, now we use news ladies, maybe? That's I don't know what's going on.
And I would say Emily Blunt, who was in the movie, she said she watched a lot of congressional testimony. And did you guys just watch the press conference that happened this week? Again, interesting timing that the new task force on declassification of federal secrets with David Grush and all of them
completely
standing out
Harry Potter organization name.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. It's a weird time, too, because we also have Neil deGrasse Tyson sort of changing his tune on Aliens.
I haven't heard that.
He's been going on his little book tour where he wrote a book about, you know, what happens if you contact aliens. That's like written kind of tongue in cheek with jokes about, like, who knows, maybe they sniff buttholes to say hello to each other. But the point he's making is
you can't like that.
Maybe that's something he particularly enjoys. But the point he's making is like they won't necessarily speak our understanding of like greetings and hellos and language, but math might be what they speak.
I'm fucked.
You know, carry the Pythagorean theorem in your pocket, carry the table of elements like in your pocket, because maybe that's what first contact will be like and stuff.
You're a little
and
I'm moron.
Like,
stuff
it is an interesting,
pocket.
Like, you know, nerdier way to approach like first contact. Like if there is like some way to communicate with intelligent species, maybe the universal language of mathematics is the common ground that we would find to be able to communicate.
I'm going to use the language of theater.
Yes. Poetry and rhyme.
It's
a slam poetry night somewhere.
The aliens will fly away. If you're like, yo, you're here. I'm there. We're together. They're like, nope, not for us.
You have to come to our live show.
Oh, but it was crazy to hear it, like on a press conference that's covered by national media, David Grush saying that the government is aware of several kinds of non-human intelligence on a continuum. From corporeal bipedal to sentient plasmoid life. So maybe the corporeal bipedal are the butthole sniffers and the sentient plasmoids are like big telepathy or something. I don't know.
That's fine. And that's interesting too, because
they all are
the
consistent
study,
with stuff that we've seen too.
And stuff we've talked about. We talked about last year. We talked about a study that there was a study done on plasmids and plasma like in our atmosphere and how they had seemed to at least display like a weird base level of intelligence that they like hunt out other energy groups to like feed off of. And they display like hunter prey dynamics between each other, which is very, very strange.
Yeah.
There's just a lot that's like, and it sucks. It's happening as the world is, as it is.
Yeah. Like, chaos.
That's the unfortunate part is like, there does seem to be a wind change in opinions on NHI, UAP, that they're at least in some way actively something is in the skies. Like people seem to at least accept that now that there's things in the sky we can't understand. And there's a lot of video about it, but.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It feels like we are actually, to be honest with you, like if we're talking, and this is something we've also talked about on the show a few times, like the swing away from like, I mean, we're still looking in the sky because there does seem to be some sort of vehicle going around that's like impossible.
It's down.
But yeah, under the water, but more, not even down. Yeah, not even down. So it's like
but some Lovecraft.
It's some Lovecraft type shit. It's like around us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like we don't know that we are entrenched with it in the same way that like a fucking bug or a bacteria.
Yes, we just
doesn't
said
know
this on
exist.
Our episode the other day, almost the exact yeah. same metaphor, and how and we can't see certain light waves or hear certain. So imagine like all the stuff that's just around you right now that you can't see.
Yeah. And if these plasmid life forms that are possibly sentient are the monkey or the, you know, the little or the lower life forms of this other type of life that exists.
Burn on monkeys.
You know, well, I'm just saying, is there then like a human? Is there like a higher life form? Is there an evolved life form out there that we just literally don't have the gear to perceive? Mm-hmm. Like if they don't have time, you know, if it's not just their butt, but what if that butthole isn't just a different smell,
it's a timeless butthole.
But it's like a centipede of
butthole.
A black timeless butthole.
Like an entropyless caterpillar butthole that crosses all time and space that they perceive all at once. You know what I mean? Like there's so much about our brain that dictates our reality. Like even like if you think about like the notion that words helped us think broader because we could start to name things.
Yeah, I remember like, better.
And how that directed our stuff. Like if right now we started to like talk about this life form that exists, you know, maybe we don't have the gear to chat with them right now, but maybe this is where maybe the process is more of a process of like diving into the ocean or going into space with the media where we kind of like track it with the scientists and talk about human progress towards stuff. And we start to build the idea of living alongside things that have always been there culturally, right? Like along with scientifically, instead of it just being like, surprise, Atlantis exists, which I don't think it's going to be.
No. Well, I think you're right. As far as like, we used to just be like, I don't know, just throw garbage in the ocean, just throw garbage on the ground. And the more that you know about it, you're like, well, it's not good to throw garbage in the ocean. We shouldn't do that. And we've gone from, don't just throw your shit in there, all the way up to, hey, we think that we've been able to use artificial intelligence to map whale languages. And maybe we are going to be able to communicate with whales. And what does that imply? If we can map their languages and map it onto, please stop throwing shit in my ocean. I'm upset. Would somebody want to go be like, I want to be a lawyer for the whale? I don't know. And to
whale
going, taking
lawyer.
It,
is that your next gig?
The only reason why I would quit the show is to be a whale lawyer. I'll tell you what.
Fair.
That's why I keep my license up.
It's like a niche. I'm opening.
But I mean, I think you're right as far as like there, whatever there is, there's something to be revealed because David Grush also pointed out to the U.S. had been written about by the Australian government in a very neutral third-party way that was just like, we know the U.S. has something. We don't know what they have. We know they've been testing anti-gravity propulsion technology, and we know they've been actively misinforming and disinforming the public. So what do we do? Given this that we know, what do we as Australia do? And their decision was just kind of follow the U.S. because pretty much anybody that tries to rat them out, the U.S. will kill you or put you in jail. So David Grush specifically like pointed to that. It's like, this is kind of the U.S. military industrial complex has been fucking around with stuff for 50 years.
Yeah.
What is it?
Mid-40s?
And it's our money. Shouldn't we get to see what it is?
Everything like in this government is so hyper compartmentalized anyway. Like a shitty fun fact is like, most countries have one or two intelligence agencies. Mm-hmm. The U.S. has 18 intelligence agencies. Ooh. 18 of them.
I don't even think
they all work independently and they all have their own sub fucking sections of like people who don't like, it's impossible. Like they don't communicate with each other. Like we just did a couple episodes on the Boston Strangler.
Oh, yeah.
And that alone showed even interdepartment police agencies mm-hmm. didn't talk to each other. So never mind these things. So like, it's all just a muddled mess. And I often try to look at other countries that are dropping a lot of files too. Brazil just dropped
a
ton of files the other day, and some of them are fascinating. And it's just, I don't know. It just sucks with, like, again, our, like, everything, the way they're dropping the files, even right now on the war.gov websites, so it's just like a pile of like stuff. It's anything and everything. It's things people submitted to them. Mm-hmm. It's reports from the 40s. It's videos that we've seen leaked before. It's videos that we've seen not leaked before, but released a second time. It's just a bunch of stuff. And they expect us to just be like, well, what do we do with this? Mm-hmm. And then when you do go through it, you're like, this isn't anything new
worthwhile.
Anything worthwhile is redacted.
That's the problem with all of this, unfortunately, is that
Black Vault is a better resource
every
for that
single
kind of thing.
Time we get to the point where it's like a conversation like this, or they released information, or this thing dropped, or whatever, the status quo has not changed despite the vibe, like people are talking, or, you know, like maybe this will allow us to talk with entities from beyond the, like, cool, but that's all theory, hypothesis, conjecture, extrapolation. There is not anything new in the ethos of this. Mm-hmm. Where it is like, but if you know stuff, you know stuff. And anything that's new is for the general public, which is awesome. But like, one of the things the general public keeps saying over and over again, you see more and more articles, they're like, aliens are a distraction. I don't think people care.
I don't think
so. It's hard when the New York Times reporting that just came out this week says you have J.D. Vance and Susie Wiles in the Situation Room going, listen, the president raped kids. What do we do about this?
Right.
And this has gotten a much larger spotlight, not the least of which is because of probably the film as well. But I think on a gut level, it's like, that seems like that's probably a little bit more important.
We should probably hem that up before we start with another.
Possibly ontologically, possibly all the alien stuff is ontologically like crushing, devastating. They say when Jimmy Carter, they told him he like held his hands in his face and wept or whatever and just cried. So we're all like, yes, yes, yes. We'll get to that. But first, can we all just establish this thing? Because we, like, know this guy's a pervert, and we haven't done anything about it.
Yeah, can we just do something about our problems,
but on another level, on another level, if you look at it from, like, the correct angle, right, that is all one problem, according to David Grush, which is that now we know our government is lying to us, right? And we know that certain people in our government are guilty of pretty crazy crimes.
We don't know the level of lie, though. That's the inherent...
Right.
Like, or the level of evil, I think.
Like, a lot of extrapolation is going into our own... Like, humans do this. We fill in blanks with our own imagination, and somehow it is always worse what we fill in. So we don't know what they're lying about. And the funny thing is they will tell us things like, well, there's something, but we couldn't do anything about it even if we wanted to. So it's like, when you hit that level, it's like literally... thinking about death. You can't do anything about it anyway, so why the hell worry about it? And that's the thing that I think is so suffocating about talking about aliens and communicating, like, just to the general public, is a lot of the things that shows like ours will talk about, and people, it's just, it'll get hype, something big's coming, and then nothing big actually happens. It's a lot of hype for a lot of nothing, and the status quo remains of like, well, there's something there.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
we've probably seen that the biggest change I think we've seen in the years we've been doing the show now is the public's opinion on UAP and NHI has shifted. Like, that certainly isn't as much as a humiliating thing to like talk about anymore, I guess, in a way that it used to be. But I also think, Jesse, to your point, is like, I think that's part of the problem, is that the government, my hunch is that the government knows a little more than we do, but the truth is they don't know much more. There's nothing they can really do about it, whatever these things are. It may be multiple different things happening, things from the ocean, consciousness based, whatever, like it, and they there's nothing, what can they do about
it?
I don't think there's been treaties saying things, I think they can lie about it.
The more they tell us, the more we as a public would realize maybe they aren't in control of anything. So then why have a government? You know what I mean? If they aren't doing anything.
Exactly.
And that's a huge problem.
But you're totally right. It's, I think, because they have chunks. they've like, oh, well, we got this chunk and we reverse engineered this little chunk. We don't know who made the chunk, but we know it's like you found a car door from a Ford and you don't know who made the Ford. You don't know, but you're like, damn, I really like this way that the window goes up. And now this is an old car door, but I'm going to have to like figure out how this works and
build a car around manufacturer. It that may or may not be what it should look like.
Exactly. You're like, maybe there's two doors, maybe four. We'll add wheels. But it's like, they don't know. And then you're right. I think that completely undermines their authority is like, and also it undermines what the fuck have you been doing with our billions of dollars since 1947, where you've created this whole military industrial complex of secrecy and these like black budgets where we don't know where Lockheed Martin is spending our money or Raytheon or whoever. And they're the ones that actually have whatever they got from Virginia in Brazil or what they got from Kolaris or whatever they got from Roswell, that it's some like privately, like
it's private all in the
citizens.
Private companies. Yeah. So you can't fucking, the there's no congressional oversight if it's in private companies. Like it's the easiest way, but then the private companies have leverage.
Yeah.
And they're all owned by the pedophilic elite.
Yep. It's crazy too. Cause like it's one of those like, well, whatever Jesse, what you said earlier is like humans tend to think up like worse than it's real, but then Epstein Island ends up being a real thing. And you're like, holy fucking shit.
I would wager that I probably believed, and I think many believed that for a long time, the richest people in the world were diddling kids and shit anyway. So like, I don't think people, that's new. I think people were shocked it was real.
Oh, for sure. No, not just that, but it's like the weird, like, it's like the weird ritual emails and like, it's like the weird ritual emails and all that shit that's out. That's like, oh, they were really doing like even the weirdest fucking conspiracy shit out there. And we didn't know.
Yeah, and Epstein's buying all these Kundalini magic books, and he was very obsessed with like increasing his own power and like using other people to increase his power and shit. I mean, who doesn't
bringing like evil practice into life?
That I think is inherently a problem with crazy rich old guys, where they have all the money in the world and they can do whatever they want, and the only thing left is to like, how do I live as long as humanly possible to spend all this money? That's all they care about.
And they completely miss the point of all the things they're studying too. I'm like, how are you studying this shit?
They're not smart. They're just rich. There's a difference.
It's so annoying.
Have you seen the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy? Do you know what that movie is?
Oh, it's a long time ago. Yeah.
It's about like an African dude who like lives in like a village he wears like, you know, like a little thing around his waist,
like a loincloth and stuff. Yeah.
And he has like a spear. He's like very like, you know, rural, but a bottle of Coke, empty Coke bottle falls from the sky and it like sets him off on this huge journey. Mm-hmm. And he like, you know, it's like this whole completely other thing out of context. And I think like to play devil's advocate in a world where maybe we're pretty close to saying that we did recover some sort of extraterrestrial technology from somewhere. Like, even if we did, right? Like, we just recently got finished looking at a clip that was like an Area 51 clip that, and maybe you guys saw this. I forget who it was. It was one of you two guys.
Yeah, it was a YouTube channel that does like, you know, UFO investigations, went to Area 51. Yeah. And while they were there, they recorded something. But upon further investigation, it's very clearly just a plane. But a lot of people are saying that it's one of the Gen 6 fighters, which is like, not revealed, you know, Air 51 like, test stuff.
It looks identical.
They make helicopters and
it
stuff
looks
out there too.
Identical to the new Chinese Gen 6
fighter. Exactly
fighter
like the new Chinese one, which people are like, if that's the case, why is it an Area 51? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But let's say, right, that we do live in a world where a Coke bottle from space fell down, right? And we do have some sort of technology. Maybe the sort of boring truth of it is that like there was some technology. We have no idea anything about it, maybe, or we only have theories about what it is, but that like the things that are the things that we've been making with it, we already know about them. Like, you know, the stealth bomber, like my mom worked at Northrop Grumman for many years, like on all these like crazy, like impossible craft. And she doesn't have like secrets or anything like that. It's not like that, but it's just like thinking about, I used to be kind of like a nerd and like look at their specs and see what they could do and stuff like that. And the technology and how boundary breaking some of that stuff seems. And it's not unreasonable to think that that could have been reverse engineered from somewhere. And like, maybe the whole mythology is just an easy sort of built in sort of blanket over everything that we're just running with, like this guy in The Gods Must Be Crazy, you know, while they're just sort of like freely engaging in sort of like, you know, space race 2.0.
Yeah. It does seem like it's been militaristic financing, finding reasons why. We also covered the missing scientists, you know, mm-hmm. the ones that may or may not have been related to different like nuclear programs and like at least the Mondaloy, like Monica Reza trying to
Texts are crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like trying to reverse engineer that type of metal so that we do have legitimate uses for it for satellites. But also if you're going to have like a hypersonic, like a anti-gravity propulsive craft or something like that, that none of us have seen. I mean, it would be made out of a material like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, I think you're right. As far as whatever we got, it could be like a big ass turd, like on Joe Dirt, where he's like, this is my space rock. And you're like, that's a big turd. That's actually, yeah. You've been toting a turd around the whole time, but we reverse engineered it. So
yeah. And if it's alien, that's one thing. But if it's like belongs to the invisible humans that we don't know about, that like human level tech that lives on our Earth with us, you know, maybe the reason it's so easy to keep the stuff hidden is because it requires a shift in like our perception.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I think
like if we need to understand reality differently to understand how these things exist.
But let's that's do it. That, unfortunately, well, I'm just saying, that I think is the problem, going back to Alex talking about like whales communications and stuff. Like the biggest problem we have is that it could be like, let's go back to the whale thing, for example. Let's say we crack the code on whales. We're talking to whales. When it comes to the communication, sure, maybe we can be like, hello, whale, how are you? But a whale may not understand the concept of how am I? Like, I don't know that how to respond to that. And, you know, it's kind of like there was an old joke. I won't even say, but like an old joke about talking to a lion. And like, I wouldn't know how to talk to a lion because we don't speak this, not just English. We don't speak the same. We have no commonality. And so I wonder if that is, you know, doesn't matter if we know math or whatever, you know, the communication. Sure, we could be like, yeah, we get math. And they're like, yeah, we get math. But after that, how do you communicate with something that could literally be extra dimensional, that has no knowledge of our reality and doesn't understand what we're trying
to communicate? It's like a rival.
Exactly. Like, you want to get into the fucking woo of it? Let's fucking get into the woo of it. Because like, our math is based on our understanding of linear space time and our understanding of how we experience things in our three dimensional reality. If these things are above that, beyond that, who knows, you know, then the way we would understand, we wouldn't be able to understand them. It would be
our math would
our
sync
human
up.
Minds would be, it would be impossible for our human minds to comprehend seeing something, quote unquote, that sits in a dimension above our own. It would have to. And that's where theories grays are like these avatars, right? That these other extra dimensional beings may be used as like a way to interact in three dimensional linear space time. Like if that's how it is, how do you, maybe it is consciousness based or a good chunk of this shit is completely consciousness based, that like we are, there is a fundamental level of reality sitting at the core that is, you know, we could say consciousness, a one shared consciousness. You could do a quantum information layer, same idea that we all are bubbling waves out of this same thing. And then that would infer there's things lower dimensional vibrationally than us and things higher than us. And anything higher than us would be just incomprehensible for us to understand. But maybe they can find a way to do it themselves.
I've always thought telepathically, like if they're smarter than us, they would understand our language and could telepathically communicate. Like the aerial kids, when they all said, like, it was just like a download to their brain of images of what was going to happen. And we recently did the celebrity UAP, and so many of them were like, they were just talking to me in my head, like I just understood them. So they weren't, it wasn't like language as much as, I guess consciousness.
And I think that's like all the UAP, the interactions, exactly what you're talking about, like where it's a download of information. Have you all heard of the telepathy tapes and that doctor who also was in the Epstein files?
Oh,
because
I didn't know that
they wanted to develop the consciousness and telepathy. They wanted to be able to remote view into people's minds, read minds, get data, get information. And she is like the foremost expert on that. And the idea that there's some amount of telepathic capabilities with kids who have otherwise different abilities, whether they have different language abilities, a lot of them are nonverbal. But then when they would talk about, the kids would go into the rooms by themselves and close out their ears and close out their eyes. You know, they put on like headphones and eye masks and stuff and just kind of like be sitting there and then get out. They would know information that they could not know by, you know, just sitting in their room, that their mom would call the other kid's mom, and the other kid's mom would be like, oh yeah, Billy was just playing with Tommy on the hill. And it's a place where they go in their minds and they meet. They like literally get into like trance.
Like Professor X type stuff.
Yeah, like trance states.
It sounds
like,
very meditative.
Yeah, and it's meditation. It's similar to the autobiography of a yogi when they talk about like going to a mind palace and that's where you meet with. So I'm like, there's something to, or NDE people have very similar stuff. So I'm like, there's some cross connection
between
all. People
did a math problem through a dream one time. Did you know that?
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
People took two halves of a math problem in a study and were able to like share the information with each other in a dream.
Oh, wow.
Like at least a dream state
there's
type
something,
thing. But
like that's very human though. Like there's something interesting about the idea of what, you know, we are capable of and understanding sort of like what we can do, be it telepathic or dream sharing or whatever, because we still have a lot to unlock about ourselves. Current favorite insane theory about all of this is that all of it, UAP, UFO, all that stuff. Sure, there may be something else out there that is like on a level we couldn't. It'd be like if Heather was a stick figure and I invited you into the third dimension for a little bit, you wouldn't understand a damn thing you saw and I couldn't explain it to you. Like I'm down for that being a thing, but my favorite crazy theory right now is all of it, everything. Governmental like psyop of the highest order, because if America says, oh, we have UFO parts, then other countries will be like, oh. And so it's all a scam to just get people to think that we have stuff, and then other countries are going to be like, oh no, we have stuff too. And that's
like little kids.
Yes, yeah. Which is why
I have special armor that's actually made out of Canadian skin,
which is yeah. why all of these countries and nations or whatever will say stuff like, oh, we, you know, like people come out and be like, we've had stuff, we have things, we know stuff.
But why would
at the same time yeah, say exactly. we don't know anything about this, we don't know how they work. So for years they psyoped everyone, and then now there are things they have to be like, that's my new favorite crazy theory. I love it. I think it's so much fun.
Well, I was going to ask, like, if that is the case, then why would someone like the Brazilian Minister of Defense, Aldo Rebelo, he came out and said, like, oh, yeah, Varginha was real, like, Kolaris, they found bodies there. But you're right, if you wanted to, and they said, and the U.S. came in and took them, kind of against our will.
We tend to.
But, yeah.
We'd love to do that.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
They're like, somebody
next to fucking kids is kind of America's favorite thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Correct.
And it establishes sort of a hierarchy of nations that you can say, well, we're the ones dealing with
chosen.
It. And it's, I love that because it explains one of my biggest issues I have with all of the sort of years and years of alien anything is that half of it is there's secret governmental programs and they're back tracing everything and they're doing all this stuff. And then the other half is no one knows what's going on. These secret. And it's like, how can both
I think
be
it's
real?
Both.
Yeah.
I think the government does have a bunch of programs and they can't figure shit out. So nobody knows what's going on.
Right. Like, because they don't want to tell aliens visit the White House. You know what I mean? And at the same time, not be understandable and exist out space in reality and uncontrollable. Like there's, and then that suddenly becomes, well, there's multiple aliens and there's different. So more things keep getting added on to it. And I just like how it's one insane theory simplifies everything to the point of like, well, yeah, no, it's everyone's lying about everything all the time. And I'm like, that's fun. That. I like this. It checks out.
There's also that. Yeah.
Or it's just a huge distraction. I mean, if it is just a huge psyop and it really is just these files are the 3 million we haven't seen are so unbelievably heinous that we can't handle it.
Listen, and we anytime aliens gets brought up, whether it be 2017, New York Times or whatever, anytime they come out, everybody's like, it's a distraction. 99% of the time, nobody is distracted by the alien news. Like, it's just never a good distraction. It doesn't work. Like,
I think it works specifically for the people who are like,
for like,
going into the Epstein files.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? It's like, it distracts a very, very small percentage of like people. But I like, if it was all stop. An American PSYOP, why would, like, as Alex said, like, why would the Vatican adjust prep like clergy for different ways of dealing
people
with
are asking?
The Vatican says they have UFO shit.
I thought the Vatican, it has its own kind of
archives. They said they have the oldest shit. They said they have shit from before Roswell. They've been holding on to it the longest. So
I think the ontological shock of it all is just...
They just don't...
Reality isn't
what
we understand.
Seem to me like somebody that would have a good reason to hold on to evidence of aliens because it would kind of nullify them, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the Vatican or any of the major religions, especially ones that own as much land as the Vatican does, wants anything to come out that says anything different than Jesus. There's one single God. Jesus is like their whole entire facade crumbles because they've sold us.
Earth isn't
this
special
stories.
Anymore.
Yeah. And when when you die, you go to heaven or hell. It's like, no, you don't die. Your consciousness just continues living.
Yeah.
It's,
and maybe you go on another complete other, you know, realm of existence. But like Jesus, maybe he was real and maybe he was an alien or who knows. But are people ready for that?
I think if he was real, was like more like a freaking guru-y, like one love kind of guy.
Do magic tricks.
I'll tell you what. He smoked weed for sure.
Sick.
It's interesting though. Like
he smoked weed. He's my kind of dude.
Yeah.
The burning bush.
And like with telepathy and all that stuff too. Like, you know, it sounds magical, but I just think it's science we don't understand. Like there's like so many fun theories about that stuff. Like the idea that if the Big Bang is real, which I think it was real. And quantum entanglement is real. Would that imply at some level, is every atom in this universe some way quantum entangled with another because we all came from a singular point of density that expanded outwards? And if the case, maybe that's what telepathy is, this idea of just like quantum entanglement between the brain and whatever, and information just kind of becomes understood that way. There's a lot of ways that kind of thing could be explained. Or if block universe is real and time isn't real, telepathy may just be a way of sharing things that already exist within our known universe, and that linear time is just the way our brain evolved to understand its reality, because any other way would fucking make
space
us go crazy.
Space is fucked up. Like if you think about
space is fucked up. It is. Is that
mark it?
Clock it.
I think it was Grant Morrison or Alan Moore, right? Who was like, imagine you're a comic book character on a page. And somebody from our reality interacts with your reality, right? They touch the page that you're on.
That's what fucking mushrooms felt like. You're not gonna, that's what it fucking felt like.
You're not going to see a guy, right? You're not going to see a 3D person. You're going to see five circles in five different spots in reality to touch your reality.
Yeah,
you're
2D. Gonna,
oh, like, yeah. Because it's like a hand coming through.
Yeah. You would see a circle like grow and shrink.
So like if you're going to see you don't see the creature, you see this like sort of mark of the creature. Yeah. You can see how space becomes sort of from outside of it something that's not really real. Mm-hmm.
You said we don't understand it.
That's what's fun about the movie Interstellar. Is spoilers for Interstellar,
by the way.
Yeah,
everybody said, "What a fun movie."
But like
the show,
like in that movie, the conceit of the end making any sense.
Yeah.
Is the fact that they have to be like, it's us from the future. Because only we know how to talk to we. And if it was an alien, again, how would they know how to be like, make it a bookshelf so we can go to the damn bookshelf? Like, they wouldn't have that understanding. Like what Alex was saying, it would be a lot like if a fourth or fifth dimensional thing enters the third dimension, we would see something, but we wouldn't understand it. At all.
But I think that's also why a lot of NHI alien encounters with people always have this weird flavor of individualism to it. There's a lot of running themes in a lot of abductions, for instance, but a lot of abductions have weird little unique twists to them that are always unique to the individual. Like I always, there's one where this kid gets brought on a ship and he sees aliens. They're just chopping meat. And that's what they're doing. They're just chopping meat. Another woman through a religious view saw them as like, she saw a phoenix get born and die. And there's a lot of like weird individual perceptions to the people who are having these encounters, even if the beings typically look the same, the ships typically look the same. There's this weird psychedelic aspect that runs through a lot of the stuff that if these things exist out of it, maybe they have to interact with our consciousness on some level. Mm-hmm. And our brain is trying to put shapes to something that it doesn't understand what it's seeing. So it's grasping for the closest thing it knows. And that's their way of trying to like, that's like their the way of their program, their mind program meeting our mind program, Windows to Apple. You know, unless, trying to like fucking communicate. Well,
unless aliens like taught us how to build bookshelves.
See, that it was there from like they created IKEA. But it's like if you think about it, like if it was two different like communication style, like Jesse said, if it was us from the future, like one of the scientists, I think it was Amy Eskridge, talked about the P-47s and the P-52s and some are from 47. And Christy and I had talked about back when we had first covered the Ariel School UFO incident, that those beings were kind of trying to say like, watch out for technology, watch out for burning the planet down. And some of them have this sort of like warning way of like trying to create a revelation in the person that they're visiting. Like, okay, if we get enough people, it's like a public service campaign. Yeah. So it would make sense if it was us from the future. But yeah, if it's technology we don't understand, like, you know, microwave systems, like I know if I put a frozen dinner in the microwave, my food gets cooked. Is it so crazy to think that on a small scale, if you concentrated that a lot, you could cook meat like a human, like a brain, like maybe from a few feet away with the backpack? Yeah, Russia figured it out. And the 60 Minutes revealed that this is actually a real thing that is being used. So the fact that just because we don't understand it, like, that sounds crazy. They're microwaving your brain from outside your house. Yes, they are, it turns out.
So, spent so much time saying it wasn't true.
Yes, also. And they made fun of them. And all at the CIA, in fact, they made fun of them. But now when you actually have the materials and you see it, it's like with these whistleblowers, like David Grush worked with Matthew James Sullivan and was like, Matthew James Sullivan was one of the people that went out and got the biologics or went out and got the piece of, you know, material metal and then winds up dead in his bed with stuff that he has, some stuff he has a prescription for and some stuff he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe, yes, he was partying. Or maybe because he was scheduled to testify, can't have that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it like, I don't know why everybody's like, the U.S. government wouldn't kill their own people.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. They do every day.
Oh,
no,
yeah. They
love
do all
it.
The fucking time.
We do it, all, do the it all the time.
We kill scientists constantly. The issue, we love to kill scientists.
Companies do it too.
Yeah.
It's all the paperwork too. Like if you spend time, hours upon hours of your life reading paperwork that will bore you to tears, there's no denying that there's some, these people in the government are equally interested in whatever these things are and do what they can to just cover it up and just not talk about it. But then after you do all the reading and you see the paperwork and you see the money trails and all this stuff, you then sound like a fucking insane person trying to explain it to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Watching AOC and Matt Gaetz like team up is like, to me, proof enough that like something there is interesting for everyone because that requires them to put aside so much beef.
And Matt Gaetz's very bad track record.
So much beef. And he's somebody who probably doesn't do his work unless it personally interests him, you know? And I can just seeing evidence of like a fucking cube that can fly, you know, like something that's real like that will bring these people together.
Breeding programs is what Matt Gaetz was talking about.
I mean, like there's
X-Files, literally.
There's like a weird problem, I think, unfortunately, with governmental paperwork in that technically, I know they certainly in this administration aren't doing that, but you're supposed to keep records of everything. And so the problem is a lot of the time records are kept of things they intended to do or tried to do and nothing came of it. But they have the record, and the record is there. So when you read it, you're like, oh, I told you. And, like, it's unfortunate because, you know, like, one of my favorite stories ever is the, like, kind of impetus for an Indiana Jones-esque adventure is literally during World War II, because the Nazis were trying to find lost relics and things, FDR was like, all right, like, let's put a team together and try to stop them. And you know, there's nothing that
Call
says
Indiana
anything
Jones.
Really happened, but it was kind of like, all right, if they're going to do it, we got to do something too. And I feel like, unfortunately, a lot of it is, all right, if that's a thing, we're going to do this too.
For sure.
So there's just so much paperwork, and most of it probably leads to dead ends of that sort, where it's like, you know, you want to be able to be like, the American government was looking for like the Spear of Longinus. It's like, were they, or were they just like, well, these assholes are going to do it. I guess we got to try looking into it too.
Yeah, but their little adventure to find the Spear of Longinus never ended up with Lockheed in a private contract with Mystery Technology.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I think all the issue stuff, is all like, depends on what the real stuff's going to be in skiffs. It's going to be all in skiffs. Yeah. They're not going to write it down. Yeah. And he even said, Kirk McConnell at the presser this week was like, Marco Rubio and other senators were briefed, including information about government retrievals, reverse engineering, and recovery of non-human biologics. So I think, too, it's just like, it's getting to where so many people between the Senate intelligence, the House intelligence committees, before they got no briefings, and they've pushed and pushed because, quite frankly, in the past 10 years, some real wackos have gotten, like, very huge outsiders have gotten elected. It's always been inside. We've chosen who is going to be on different committees. We've chosen who's going to have access to stuff. And when you have wackadoos like Tim Burchett and Nancy Mace and everybody, Anna Paulina Luna and stuff, who are these kind of like, I'm not a Washington insider. I don't give a fuck.
You have no idea what they're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're all wild cards. So before it was kind of like, oh, a lobbyist from Lockheed Martin could take them to dinner and be like, you're going to stop asking about these things or whatever, or say like, we would love to donate to your campaign. But when you have people who have like no tethers to like kind of this insider information, when they get told stuff, Tim Burchett, they go on interviews and go, there's a guy that came in my office and said, Tim, the things I'd say will make your skin crawl. And he's like constantly talking about, ask Matt Gaetz about the breeding programs. Like, I think he's getting briefed on things. And I mean, these are kind of like more regular folks that are just like, this is fucked up stuff and everybody needs to know. And if your job as an elected official in that role as a legislator is to decide where money goes, and you're like, well, I'm not going to just sign off on all this money. You're like, where's it going? And they're like, we can't tell you. It goes to Raytheon and Lockheed.
Does that not frustrate you, though?
What?
Of course.
So, I mean, like, there's a lot of politicians now who will come on, like you were just saying, they'll go on TV and they'll say a thing, but every time it's like, I was just told this crazy thing and it's going to change reality. All right, let's move on to the next topic. And you're like, what do you mean, bro?
Yeah. And it's like, I can't tell you nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, they can't
show us. What do you know?
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That's what they asked for in the press release. They said, we can't say these things. If we're told something in a skiff, we cannot come out and tell you what we were told because we'll literally go to jail.
It's John Kerouac came out.
It's like world got told, changing.
I mean, he came out.
Wouldn't
you're like, oh, go to jail.
like you were saying, a lot of wackadoos. Wouldn't someone be like, for the world, I'll do it. But no one ever does. No one ever does.
I'm like, do you get told like, hey, do you remember what happened to these scientists? Did you see the list of people?
We have a backpack that can cook your brain. Did you
We're going to come to your house and shoot you with a laser and you're actually not even going to know it was us. No one's going to know it was us.
And like, Jesse, like, you're kind of one of these people. If these people went on the air and they said these things, but they had no photos, videos, or physical proof, does anybody give a shit?
Then why say?
Would you, like, give why a, would you believe?
Why say, oh, I saw this thing and it was crazy? Why say that?
Well, what they asked
for, shouldn't.
I think they should, because I think what they're doing is garnering support from their base, because at the task force members made formal demands. And I think they saw with the Epstein files, it went from people on the internet are like, there's emails out there about them fucking kids. And when you have the Epstein Transparency Act, you actually have legislation that you can then bring people in, tell them that they're not complying with it. So they asked for a UAP Disclosure Act, which would be formal legislation that would have systematic release pathways that would have like more, not this big data dump, but more than that, whistleblower protections to say, you can come out and say something. There is immunity. You can waive an NDA that you've been forced to, or even you be penalized for withholding information that you had and not releasing there's, it.
Yeah, so it's time to like it's that, time to
like
fess up.
There's just like a worry exactly. that I have, and I think it's because of the Epstein stuff, is that today while I was driving around right before I got on with y'all, on the radio, they were having this conversation about Epstein things, and the host of the show was literally like, I mean, yeah, it's absolutely terrible that all this stuff happened, but looking at the way Congress is right now, it appears like what are you, like what's going to happen? Like what would even happen to this? And the conversation, like this guy was calling in, like something needs to be done. We're just sitting on this. This is great. And the host was literally like agreed completely, but nothing's gonna happen with this.
We're in, Kangaroo Town. Yeah, we're in crazy.
He tried to literally be like, don't expect anything to happen. Don't expect like. Oh, great. So we all know. And that's exactly how I feel about UFO stuff, where it's like, okay, cool. Then what? Like, there is no, for me, there is no next step. It seems like no matter what we do, and, you know, as long as I've been alive, there's been waves of alien, alien. And then it gets people like, yes, it's time. And another 15 years goes by.
Yeah. No,
and
you're
it's
not
like,
wrong.
Oh, okay. And while it does feel like this is one of those moments where more and more people of power are saying stuff, it's also one of those moments where more and more people of power were like, they definitely diddled kids. And nothing, at least in the States, other places around the world, things have kind of happened. But at least here, nothing is occurring. They're just straight up lying.
Well, one person was arrested and now she's... In my opinion, well,
now she's at a country club. So that's, you know. Right. Yeah. And I think that's what's so messed up about
she
it.
She did get a puppy.
Is it has that vibe of hearing a man on the radio be like, well, what are you going to do? Is how I feel people feel about aliens. Like, well, cool. We know that information. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Which is it's so literally, disheartening.
It's literally a shift. It's like, it's literally like, all right. So you guys ready to like jack the machine with our wires? Like just like the level of change that this information will bring. Obviously, there's something going on, whether it's us stealing Chinese technology and reverse engineering it, or, you know, I'm trying to think of the most basic thing.
Or Russian technology.
Or a portal opened and, like, a being from another dimension made contact with us that let us know that, like, there's a big mothership in the ocean that's, like, printing drones. Whatever version of it ends up being true, it's like this situation where the logistics of the truth are worse than the truth because of the effect that it will have on our culture. And I don't think that actually it's being really considered how much of a driving factor that might be for just somebody who like makes microchips or somebody who makes – you know, anybody who depends on this like extremely strange economy that we have that's like really just collapsing around our faces, like, like what would happen if right now it's like, by the way, you know, like there's a whole other aspect of this. And it's like, you know, people always joke about the like, you know, on social media, like, is it going to pay my bills?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Well, and that's what we were just watching. I can't remember who it was. Well, that they referenced that Rick and Morty episode where Rick goes down into his battery of his car and the people, there's like little beings that are powering it. And he's telling Morty, like, don't let him know that all they're supposed to do is just like power
prison
my battery. Because, they'll all just freak out. And like, and I think that might be whether or not we are really the prison planet that Bob Monroe thinks we are on and we're being, you know, farmed for our louche. Whatever reason that we're here, that's going to, I think that's the concern. Whatever they know or don't know, even if it's a tiny little shred, like we said earlier, they found a Coke bottle and they're like, we don't know what this means. And if we tell everybody we have it, they're going to ask us what it means. And we're going to have to say something. We don't know. Somebody call the Pope. And he's like, I don't know. Go Sox.
If you say that anything is real,
anything is real. Not imagine.
If you say anything is real, it's going to upend everything. Like anything besides it just being like China has a breakthrough and we want to get the breakthrough.
Could we be any more fucked as a society though? But also, like, if we already know everything in the Epstein files, to me, I would welcome aliens. Like, raping and trafficking and impregnating and breeding children and eating them is the worst thing I could imagine. So if we're all from, like, I don't know, the Pleiadians or whatever, okay.
What if, okay, let me posit this. What if reality, whatever disclosure ends up being, the reality of becomes known that there is no real difference between good and evil. Like, we know good and evil is different, but at the end of all things, that both are necessary. Mm. That, like, there can't be good without evil. Yeah. And so these people that we hate and like, that becomes, like, that's the reality. There is no heaven and hell. There is no, like, punishment for the evil. There is simply the truth that there is good and there is evil, and both will always exist, and you can do nothing about it. Right. Like, what if that's the case? But what if that's the truth? Like, Epstein levels of evil will always exist somewhere in the world.
What if we're always reborn in another reality when we die, so you can do whatever you want?
Yeah,
quantum immortality is real. Like, yeah, you were fucking, yeah. You were, I think there's a part of that that's true, that there is a subsection of the people that with ontological shock would hit them of, like, if reality is beyond, like, infinite.
We are just like a PlayStation 9. Yeah. Imagine we're just GTA. Yeah. Imagine we're just a running instance of GTA 10. Just one.
I wanted to buy this product and I said it was on sale and it's not on sale and now my life is ruined and they'll lose their mind. Like, there are people that just have problems living normal life. I'm not including them in this conversation. They have their own issues.
If end up being true, though, religions would crumble because they good and evil.
I think it's about perception because I don't view that as being a thing that would happen.
You think that people would just be like,
I think religions would get stronger. I think there would be a completely different vibe in the world, but I also think that people would, for the most part.
I think you're smarter than the average bear.
And I'll take that,
most
by the way.
Of humanity too stupid to not react in an irrational way.
I think the exact opposite. I think the vast majority of people are so overworked, undereducated. They have no time.
Sure.
They're so busy focused on their internal life that they don't give a damn about what happens to anyone else but themselves. And so they aren't going to freak out about, like, what is this going to do to the world? They're going to think, what is this going to do to affect me? Mm-hmm. And when they realize not all that much, because you think about every time this country has elections, it isn't like, well, what's going to be the greater good for humanity? It's going to be like, well, what's going to be good for my pocketbook? Like, that's all what
they
boils
vote
down to.
It.
I think people are so self-centered that most people wouldn't get too freaked out by it because it wouldn't affect their daily lives.
We're all kept down and
human design for sure.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's people did that to us. But I think that's one of those things that if you're so busy dealing with, you know, the memes online of like, how can I deal with aliens if I can't pay rent? I genuinely think that is unfortunately the state of a lot of people where they can't be asked, going back to Epstein, they can't be asked to deal with that because I have my own damn kids to take care of.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. That's a good point too. Like, if people cling to religion already for something like that,
harder.
Or cling to their vices or cling to whatever, they're going to go, it's all fake. They all made it all up. It's like with Epstein and Trump, they're like, well, they made it up. Trump would never do that. He's amazing. He's like the second
coming. You can show them all the proof in the world and they're like, It's probably AI.
Yeah.
I don't know that
exactly.
It would be like Star Trek where themselves. Everyone gets on the same level and we're all like, you know, in the 21st century, we kind of had an awakening. I think religions would go harder. I think people would segregate themselves more. If there was a thing about reality being like, well, it's all PlayStation 9, dude, I think people would internalize even more of communities would fall apart for sure. But what's crazy is for some reason, and maybe I've always been this way, but I think I'm just a cipher, y'all. I think I'm the villain of the Matrix because in my mind, I'm literally just like,
you're
going to
fucking turn on us. You're going to turn on us. You were smarter than the average.
Yeah. But the thing is,
maybe he was the smartest in the Matrix, though, because he stayed plugged in.
Yes, it's like, all right, if we are all just PlayStation 9, what is the difference? I'm one of those people, it's like, if a robot can be smart enough to be semi-sentient, then like, all right, cool. I genuinely have no problem with that. If my purpose, my existence is I'm a game character, then like, what am I going to do?
Which he is, by the way.
That's
sorry,
actually,
that's
aren't
that.
We all?
But like, what would be the point? Like, what would I do to change it? It would be like one of those things where if I found out today that I'm the dream of a beautiful space butterfly, okay, so that thing wakes up and I cease to exist, but I would die anyway one day. So what the hell's the point?
How zen of you. Chop wood, carry water.
Well, maybe it's not what
chop
you...
Chop wood, carry water, exactly.
It's not like you change something, but you get that information and then like, how do you play around with that? If I all of a sudden was like, oh, I can just like jump consciousness if I meditate enough or like, you know, enter another realm, I want to be locked up in my bedroom.
Meditating
for weeks,
a lot.
Just trying for to sure. figure that like, out. Your hands, you're going to get hair on your hands if you meditate any longer in there by yourself.
I think that's no different than religion or anything else where it's like, if you devote yourself to this thing, you'll be rewarded for it. Whether it's real or not, that's not the point to most people. It's about the process and feeling some sort of relief. And I think there's no difference between being like, we are all the prisoners of an alien race. There's no difference in coming to terms with that than being a young person and coming to terms with the impermanence of life. You know what I mean? Like, they're right on the same level of existential dread. And at the end of the day, you literally have to look at it and be like, all right, well, that is a fact I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're right as far as all this disclosure stuff for me is, and I've started reading Tom DeLonge's book, Secret Machines, which have y'all read that or either of them?
I'm aware it exists, but I have not read it.
I got the audio book from our library and was just like, I'm going to just put it on 1.5 times speed and just like see what this is about. And a lot of it is just like bits and pieces of stuff we've like covered on the show or read in other things. So I think you're right as far as like the disclosure isn't anything that's like groundbreaking, but it just keeps being more and more confirmation of what, you know, we thought we knew or we heard about Kolaris or, you know, all this. But then that is the next question is like, people don't seem to be like, wait, they had a press conference with multiple elected officials and they were talking about not just speculatively, our current Secretary of State is aware of and was briefed on some sort of material that's non-human that came from somewhere else. That's kind of a huge deal, but you're right. I think people are, by the virtues of capitalism, just so completely tied up that it's like, huh? What?
There was a time.
Okay, I don't know.
There was a time last year where the entire country was obsessed with drones in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that ended. Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody discussed it anymore.
Stop. People stop talking about it.
That's crazy that people were like, oh, UAP, it is real for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, that's all you saw.
Honestly, I was like, that was China. I always thought that was a foreign adversary.
Sure,
they were
waiting for themselves to be affected, and then it didn't happen to them.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're like, I didn't feel it for me.
It didn't. Alex so totally poignant. Right on. They weren't personally affected by it, so they moved on.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah. We see it with Trumpers all the time. Like that old lady the other day that's like, well, I haven't been able to grow anything on my farm. It's like, well, you're the one responsible for this. Like, we all tried to tell you. And now that it directly affects you, you're going to like protest, you know, in a red city or something and be this hero. We're in this shithole because of all of you in the first place.
I will
place.
Say, though, hey, welcome. It's so nice to have you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, welcome.
By the fire.
They took 135,000 square foot data center to be built next to your house for
it
you to be
you
like,
a minute, but
I think
you know
this
what?
Is bad.
I'm not going to
take these fingerless gloves.
Get over here.
Come on over.
Yeah. Like Red Rover, another dumbass.
I will take all the help I can get at this point. Let's get over here.
Exactly. Just help us, please.
We're
going to
have a drum
please.
Circle. It'll be great.
Man, drum circle. Yeah.
Good Lord.
We'll make it fun. We
He's
can going to
be like, the noise, so the noise.
Have either of you had ever seen anything in the sky personally? Have you guys like looked what? Often?
I do
have you
look.
Ever seen anything?
Just last night we looked.
Yeah, you brought that up earlier.
Yeah. Well, we probably like 5 nights out of the week hang out. Sometimes 6 or 7.
Yeah, sometimes.
To the point where Heather's husband was like, on Wednesdays. Can we do something?
Yeah, we have to make a date with me.
Can you pencil me in? But what was it, like a month ago now?
Oh my God, are you talking about the blink?
What? The blink? When Thanos snapped his fingers? Blink.
Yeah, shit.
That's like a Doctor Who episode.
I think it was
episode.
Like March 9th.
Was it March 9th? We were outside. I think so. It was completely nighttime, so it was dark, but I have like string patio lights and like lights under our porch. And we were just sitting out there, and all of a sudden, everything went pitch black. Not just like nighttime dark where you can see the moon. It was as if it just nothing.
Someone blindfolded us. Yes. Like damn. Both of us simultaneously. And we also live in Dallas. Christy lives near like major intersections where there's like tons of light pollution. Mm-hmm. As far
it's
as
a huge
just,
city.
Like, you
it's
know,
a huge city. Yeah.
It's a huge city. And so if her backyard went out, we can still see. Like you can see 30 feet in front of you. It's like very bright. We're not out in the country just because we're in Texas. Don't let that fool us. But it felt like this weird, like I said, like we got shut off and turned back on, and we just like looked because she had turned her head the other direction. So then she looked at me and was like, I was paused. And she's like, did that just happen? Like, what just happened?
And we're like, my husband was playing some video game. And I'm like, did the power just go off? Oh, yeah, it was Arc Raiders. And he was like, no. And so we had no explanation. We tried to go like fiddle with the lights to see. And then so on our podcast, we asked for others to write in. And several people were like, the same thing happened. It was just like the lights
in
shut
Dallas?
Out for a second.
Not at the same time, but no, it like to them at another point in their life. Like and we tried to look up like historical or folklore traditions where this has been described in folklore. And it has been described like through centuries of whether it's just a moment, like they didn't call it like the blink, but so I don't know.
It was like
that?
A lights out.
Yeah.
Like,
great like, question.
If you just called like
great
lights out at the end of a play, that level
yes,
of blackout. Darkness. Yeah. And
maybe it was a data center being turned on for the first
maybe.
Time.
Maybe.
Oh.
But we were, taking our energy. Yeah, the fact that we were both there, and I turned back to you, and Heather was like, I'm going to lose we're consciousness. Like, what just happened? Did that, that just happen? And I was like,
just a girl pass
it
out.
Did just happen. I mean, yeah. It was.
It's crazy.
And we've.
Because I have go ahead.
I was just going to say, we haven't been able to recreate it, but we
no,
do. I think we've got to get out of the city. To make
contact.
We got
to go to where it's like really dark, like
go
out
like
in
mountain.
West Texas, mm-hmm. like where you can see like the full like expanse of the Milky Way mm-hmm. and stuff. It's so crazy. But I mean, I have vasovagal syncope, so I'll pass out. Like if I'm riding a bike really fast and just jumped off and stopped, like my heart, I'll just pass out. Or like certain drugs and stuff. But I know that feeling, and it did not feel like that. It was just
and
an instantaneous.
And you had it too, right, Christy?
Yeah, Christy had the same thing. Yeah,
yeah. That's...
yeah. We hang out so much, we have each other's medical conditions.
Oh, my God.
they tell you it's just your periods.
No, yeah. We've been testing all of our medical problems.
our lymph synced up.
Yeah.
yeah, truly, though.
Yeah.
No, so
and Heather's
the
usually
thing.
The one that... I'm not, this is no shade. I'm usually like, I don't want to say more rational because that sounds.
I was going to say recently.
I sound like an asshole. No, yeah. The other day I went off on.
That's why I keep Jesse around. I need someone a little more rational.
If one is Mulder and one is Scully, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If something you know which insane one happens, yeah. I'll remain more calm. Always. So you were just like, did that really happen? I'm like, I think it did. Did all the lights just go out like it was space dark? I was like, yeah, I think that did happen.
Wait, so for clarity's sake, this is all the stars blinked out for like
everything. Everything in our like this, like it was my whole. We did mushrooms together. I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I remember being in this kind of like behind the eyelids, like dark consciousness,
true
where it feels like if you have or where it feels like you have like a really thick eye mask mm-hmm. on, like if you're gonna sleep. That like and that's
you
what
have
it felt like instantaneously
of what happened because I'm fascinated by the idea of like everything blink because I was thinking okay the stars but like stars are light traveling to us from different lengths so the mm-hmm. light arrives at different times which means it couldn't have been the stars so it had to have been more Earth-centric.
Everything.
Earth centric
everything I mean like we couldn't see her house like I couldn't see her
so then
and she was like 5 feet
like
away from me
you two person like inside you thing
it was a us thing
so that's
maybe.
Very weird yeah I have no idea what that could be
like
missing
consciousness
time.
Yeah, like, and that's what it felt like. It was like an instant of missing time because it wasn't long though. It was like two Mississippi, not even.
Still,
Long enough that you to turn notice, to each but not other long to be enough like, to get any answers.
Yeah, to go
that
anywhere.
Is weird.
So it was next weird. Time, so, yeah, we're like
everything.
It gets harder and
like
longer.
The city,
it was
the
everything.
Streets.
You couldn't see anything like this. It was as if somebody did that to you, like put their hands over your eyes.
Were you like mid thought?
I think actually we were in between.
We were having a conversation about probably something. Alien related.
Something.
I don't know.
Or weird.
Yeah and crimes. I turned around to like do something. And that's.
I don't know if you were scratching your ankle or
when
like
it
was
happened.
One of those where she like turned. Yeah. And I was just sitting there because we normally sit in the same seat.
It just
like,
went
same place.
Completely dark.
The blink.
Yeah.
The can't blink. So can't
we don't have an explanation for it. Yeah.
But when we, I think as we learn more about consciousness, remote viewing, all that kind of stuff and communication and whatnot, maybe someday we'll get a blink answer.
That's
but
so crazy. Maybe. Yeah. I have no idea what that could have been.
No idea.
What does Steven Spielberg know? What does he know?
Steven Spielberg knows. But that's what we're going to do. Now that we're now we've chatted with you all, that's our plan today is to go see Disclosure Day and compare our notes to what they say. Because it sounded like they did some research that Spielberg wrote a 38-page treatment and sent it to a screenwriter that had probably all the shit that he's into
what
in it.
So Spielberg, for all of his crazy sci-fi, there's always sort of a moralistic ending. What do you think is going to be the big... I don't think the takeaway from the film is going to be aliens. I think it's going to be something
it's gonna
else.
It's going to be like Katu, Niktu, Baradu.
Well, his whole thing is that he was saying, oh, like Star Wars is more like what's going on out there. He's like, I want to I want to investigate what's going on with us on the planet. But I wonder if because he wants to show this like benevolence.
Yeah.
And I also think people will freak out less if they find out that non-human biologics have already been used in insert medical thing here. I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any stretch, but potentially something like that or blood transfusions or some synthetic whatever type of, and then you kind of tell people later, like, look how nice they were. They've saved our pilots and how kind they've been and how helpful they are. And they help us with surgeries. And they did this medical thing that we've given some of you and we didn't tell you about it. And we did this other thing. And you're like, what? Now, wait a minute. Go back. And it's like, but it saved this lady's kid.
Or
look at this lady talk about how it saved her kid.
Grandchildren to aliens.
Yeah. And they're going to
hybrids.
I mean, that's how I think they're going to try to do it. So I don't know anything about the movie other than like what I've said today. And so I think if there is some sort of like wrap up, it would be some type of like, they're already here and you love them and they're your family too. And don't freak out. It's like,
I think it's going to be like, we as humans need to treat each other better.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I think it's going to be about a childless father figure.
Like, it is because because it seems like it's consciousness related, the movie as well. And I think that's the message. It's fucking, if we're all one thing, if we're all one shared, you know, infant, like fucking fragment of the one shared thing, fucking take care of each other.
Your drops like, of water in the one ocean.
We're all made of the same stuff.
Yeah, but orange goo. Going back to religion, Jesus tried that and it did not work out.
And they killed him.
Dude,
so we are going to crucify Steven Spielberg.
He'll
be back in 3 days.
That shit caught on. Like that shit caught on though. Be real.
It caught on. Yeah, it's like
that WWJD stuff. Yeah. They still ask him WWJD. Yeah. Oh, you guys have been wondering. So much fun hanging
it's
out
always
with us
so
today.
It's always so much fun talking to y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, what a blast. Y'all let us know after you see the film what you think, and we'll let y'all know what we think, too. Mm-hmm.
And if
I'm
you
going with my
win,
dad.
You see something, tell us.
Going on Sunday.
Nice.
Date day. Fun.
Sunday right. Fun day. Well, yeah, well, you got guys got anything to plug? Where can we find you?
Come see the end of our Boston Bean Month, our unofficial, weird New England focused session of episodes that we've been doing.
Yeah. I love it.
Like by accident, we kind of did it as an April Fool's joke because we did LA month last year.
Oh, cool.
And we did Boston month this year. But then we were like, actually, like the next like six episodes are like the Salem witch trials, the Boston molasses. So we like did all this sort of New England stuff, the Gardner Museum heist. All nice. Jesse even started it with like a like a dancing fever, like those like mass hysteria event type things.
Oh, we did all kinds of covered those.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did all kinds of crazy stuff in a really, really geographically specific way somehow. So go check it out.
Y'all didn't get up in Bunghole Liquors up there in the Northeast?
That's in Salem.
We haven't hopped in. We haven't rolled on in.
It's the size of a closet when you walk in.
It's so small.
That's bigger than most bungholes that I've
lived. What goes on in that closet? Hold on. What is the address of this? How do you...
Making notes. Well, thank you, Mike, Alex, and Jesse of Chilluminati. Check out Chilluminati wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube, and check out all of their respective YouTube channels, which we have linked for you in the show notes. Yes. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.